Downtown Los Angeles has long been a haven for drug dealers who prey on the homeless. Much of it happens along LA's Skid Row, and many of the dealers are gang members. Now, the city is trying to fight back. It's identifying 80 known dealers and banning them from Skid Row with a legal injunction. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, this is just the latest effort to close a thriving drug trade.
The streets of Skid Row are paved with crack cocaine, heroin, and just about every kind of illegal substance out there. One woman, too afraid to give her name, describes the neighborhood as an open-air market for narcotics dealers.
You see it day in and day out, bold. I mean, they do it right in front of... It's not even on the sly anymore, you know?
To demonstrate how pervasive the problem is, LAPD officer Dion Joseph takes us to the rooftop of a homeless shelter. It takes only moments before we see a transaction directly below us.
Okay, see that guy in the wheelchair right there? Looks like he may be trying to stuff a crack pipe. Yep, he just made a drug deal.
Joseph says deals like this happen so quickly and so often, it's impossible to catch every street dealer. He says Skid Row is filled with those who exploit all the addicts living here.
Wolves and sheep. You know, people who really have no place to go, and the wolves that we're passing by right now. About three or four of them passed by us while we're here. Let me look in the park right now. Big table over there full of them. The tables is where a lot of the shot callers sit. I'm looking at about 7 ringleaders.
For years, Joseph and the other officers have arrested drug dealers only to see them right back on the streets. With California prisons so overcrowded, many inmates serve only a fraction of their sentences.
I remember years ago, drug dealers used to run from me. They don't run anymore because they know. They know. Basically, it's like, all right, Joseph's going to arrest me. All right, I'll do 2 weeks. All right, I'll get out and do it again.
But a proposed new legal strategy is meant to lock them up for longer. The injunction targets 80 well-known drug dealers. They'd be arrested for so much as stepping foot in the area, and they'd face at least 6 months behind bars. Police Captain Todd Chamberlain says it's the first time L.A. is going after the dealers by name, those who've been arrested multiple times.
They're here because the people who buy their drugs are here, the people they can exploit, the people who they know are weak and are trying to get help, and it's an easy target to sell to them. We're not going to just, you know, throw up our hands and say this is a no man's land. I think that might have been done for too long, for too many years.
L.A. law enforcement has been using injunctions for years to keep gang members from congregating on their home turf. But Bruce Reardon, who heads the city attorney's gang division, says this is the first time his office is targeting gangs who prey on Skid Row.
The area has been described as a sort of Switzerland for drug dealing, where the various gangs who would normally be fighting with each other could come to this area, put aside their differences, sell their drugs, and then commute back to their territories, where perhaps the next day they go back to war with each other.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Back on the streets, Officer Joseph says it's true. The street gangs band together to control the drug trade here.
It's pretty much a gentleman's agreement. They'll put down their colors and work together with the gang that's most prominent here. You have to get the blessing from them to operate. So they'll allow other gang members, it doesn't matter if you're Crip, Blood, Pyru, Swan, it doesn't matter who you are, they allow you to come and work for them, work with them, and sell your drugs in peace.
The injunction still needs to be approved by a judge, but word is already out on the streets. Mark Barkus Butler says he posted a notice about banned dealers on the walls of the recovery shelter where he works. He says people have been checking to see whether their names are listed and that some of them have already begun to lay low.
If we can get the predators out the area, then the people who are here have a better chance of, you know, receiving the help that we're trying to offer. That's what we've been needing for a while.
Some recovering addicts seem relieved too.
Well, you might be a dealer. I might be a dealer. Dealers are everywhere. See, everybody knows downtown is a holding pod for substance abuse and debauchery.
Murphy Holmes says he's lived on Skid Row for 30 years, and he supports the new crackdown on drug dealers.
Because what they're doing is they're killing their own people. It's called genocide.
L.A. police say if the injunction works to keep the first 80 drug dealers out of Skid Row, they'll keep adding names to the list to make the area drug-free. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.